moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gosscast. Want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, of course, CraveCloset.com, who have some amazing collections up on their website right now. And they're on Instagram, and they're on Facebook, and they're in Topshop in Cork, Belfast, and Dublin. So make sure to check them out. I actually wore one of their new dresses from the limited collection, which features Erin McGregor, about 2 weeks ago. It's really, really nice. Very summery, very light. And this heat right now, I feel like we need light dresses. So yeah, make sure to check out CraveCloset.com. Hey guys, so in today's episode, you have myself, Ali Ryan, and our editor, Kendra Becker. And even though Love Island is over, we wanted to do one final Love Island dedicated episode. I know.
So upset.
For the highs and the lows, the winners, do they deserve to win? We're going to go all into it. But first up, we're going to do our new little segment, which is In Case You Missed It. So the big stories of the week. I think we're going to have to kick it off with poor Meghan Markle. Like, she has had a tough week. If Meghan gets through this week, you can't do. Like, that's how bad it's been.
This poor woman cannot do anything right. No, like, she can't win. Seriously. So it came out that she, well, it was actually reported a while ago, but they officially confirmed it, that she had guest edited the September issue.
Wasn't the
rumour
that she had a new column? They obviously didn't know for sure,
but
what
it wasn't
was.
Like,
they're like,
full
no,
on.
No, she's the editor. Wow.
So obviously the September issue is such a huge issue every year.
They've never had a guest editor ever do it. Yeah.
So it's like massive big deal. But yeah, like, people are giving her fucking serious stick over it. Like,
it's been so many different things have given out about it. So first of all, people were giving out that she did this editing job during her maternity leave. But like, that's why I think this is actually okay, because they're saying like it's not her royal duty.
But she did it in her own time.
It was her own time. She was on maternity leave. Like, she wasn't allowed to do any royal roles. Then people, and by people I mean Piers Morgan, were giving out that during her maternity leave, she used that as an excuse not to meet Donald Trump, that like she wasn't on royal duties. But he was giving out, well, okay, you didn't meet Donald Trump, but you were able to edit a magazine. So he was giving out about that. The only thing that does kind of make sense to me, but I don't agree with it, is the fact that royals are meant to remain impartial when it comes to political issues. And obviously she did an amazing front cover, and Ireland's own Sinead Burke is on it. And she picked trailblazers, women.
And Voices for Change. Forces for Change.
And every single woman on the list and on the cover are very left wing. Is that right? Left. They're not conservative. They're liberals. Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry. Yes. Left wing, right? So Piers Morgan was saying, among other journalists in the UK, that like, she's very clearly sending a message. Like, it's a very political message that she's chosen. Like, and also there was a lot of Americans on the cover, and it was British Vogue, and she's representing the royal family. So there was a few different issues with the cover specifically, and the people she chose and why she chose them. So obviously, like, on Sussex Royals page with Harry that she runs, they like do things for climate change, for mental health, but they never pick a political agenda. But people are kind of saying that by
that
picking these
is,
people.
Yeah. I think like it ain't that deep. Like, you know, I just think she picked women that she thought were like really
but
inspiring.
Have you read
and they just all happened to be like
left wing.
Yeah.
Have you read the pieces though? They
no.
do. So she is letting them voice their views, like,
yeah,
which is the issue, I think. I mean, I don't know, like, I think she did it on purpose. Like, she wants to change the royal family. Like, I think that's the point of this cover.
That's why she's getting so much attention. That's why people hate her but also love her.
Yeah.
I love her for that. I think, like, it's about time that there's change.
So sorry for her, but like, it is, I think, for like the aristocrats, like the original, the old school British people, and it must be very upsetting for them, because obviously like they've grown up with such strict rules, and even like when you watch The Crown, like, and then Meghan just floats in. So I do understand where the anger
Who's
comes from.
This girl, like,
yeah, she's just like
she
floating. Poor Kate, like, had to follow every rule down to a T.
But like, Kate also, she guest edited something before. What was it?
She was on the cover of British Vogue before, but she didn't edit it.
No, she edited something.
Oh, something else.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like, I remember
Huffington Post.
Oh, did she?
She like did something for them, and then Harry also did something for like Today. I don't think that's,
and he
like,
has that Netflix series coming out. But again, that's about mental health. So I think it's more about what she decided to write about. But like you said, it's called like the, was it Voices?
Forces for Change.
So she's so, you know, clearly like, being like, yeah, I want this to change. So yeah, it's a tricky one. But I admire her and I like what she's trying to do. So many people hate her. Like, I, how would you win in that situation? Like,
you can't win.
We were talking about the other day. I don't know if you guys saw the story, because we didn't do it because it was too mean. But she had like Archie in a little cloth. I don't, what would you call it? A throw?
Like
a scarf almost.
A swaddle type thing.
That was 30. So every time Megan, you know, wears even a nail polish, like it's £4.99 from blah, blah. So someone obviously was like, it's £30 from wherever. The mail online flew to the factory like that these swaddles are made in and went to the homes of some of the workers to see the living conditions they were in. Like, Megan doesn't own the company. She didn't commission the swaddle.
Yeah.
She didn't say, hey, lads in India, I want this made on 30 cent an hour now.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad for her. Like, what can she do wrong? Like,
is she going to knit a like cotton
herself
swaddle?
But then like there's no winning with her, because she spends a grand on a swaddle and it's like, wow, taxpayer money. She spends £30 and they're like, you're like encouraging slavery. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where like this bottle of Diet Coke was made. Do you know what I mean? Like, how can you, like, is she gonna have to have everything she buys like vetted by the UK royal family and the government?
She's just never gonna win, ever.
If she eats like a chewing gum, is gonna be like, we went to the chewing gum factory. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I feel bad for her. People like really love to hate her. I hope that she does seem to be strong enough to go through, because even if she is a bitch, which people say she is, no one deserves this kind of scrutiny. Like, I would be so anxious being her.
Yeah.
Like the swaddle, I just find that so mad that
she is definitely like, and it's so horrible as well, because people always went on for years and years about like how Princess Diana was like hounded by the press and like blah blah. I think Meghan's getting it 10 times more.
Yeah. It's because she's from Hollywood. If she had been a British girl, I don't think it ever would have been the same. I wonder what's happening with her, what's it called? The application to become British. Because she's still not like legally a British citizen. Citizenship, that's the word I'm looking for. Be interesting to see. Because she can't get any money from the royal family at the minute at all.
Because she's not British.
Yeah. So this is the thing, I do feel people forget, you know, when she's wearing all the dresses and stuff, like, how do we know that's not her own money? She's worth like 10 million.
I'd love to know if she was paid to do the guest thing. Do you think?
Now I don't know, would she be allowed to be paid?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't a royal duty, so maybe she could have been paid directly to her American bank account. American Express. But yeah, I do feel bad for her. And she's a new mother, can we leave her off for a little while, please?
And she did the bloody thing while she was pregnant. And heavily pregnant. I love the photo. She's like bursting
out. Archie's on his way out, like, and she's like, right, I'll just sign off on these front covers. Like. And it does seem like, and then like, she put a mirror in the front, you know, like that empty space. And like all the articles were like, oh, she thinks she's going to win us over because she's not on the cover. If she'd been on the cover, I would have been like, oh, wow. Like, she's so self. I'm like, she cannot win.
No, she can't.
Wow. Other news, in case you missed it. What were the big stories this week, Kendra?
Oh, God, so much.
The ASAP Rocky thing, like, what is happening?
Yeah, like, so
He pled not guilty.
Yeah, he pled not guilty this week. It's going on, like, it went on all this week. But, yeah, he pled not guilty to assault. The prosecutors in Sweden are saying that they have, like, all this fucking evidence that says that
he attacked
this particular guy and that used glass or something.
Oh my God.
But then like in response, Rocky's lawyer was like, no, like I can prove that like no glass was ever used. So I don't know, like he's still saying that he was acting in self-defense, and I actually heard a clip on the radio this morning of him speaking in court, because it's a closed court. It's like because of all the press attention, it's been closed.
How is there a recording
no one then? From the public can go in.
Oh, the press recorded it.
Yeah.
Right.
It was Rocky on the stand, and he was basically saying that they felt incredibly threatened by these two guys and thought that they were under the influence of drugs and like were afraid of them.
For their lives, like, yeah.
So that's his argument, is that they were working like in self-defense. But those videos he posted on Instagram, like, I know there could have been other situations, obviously,
that
he
weren't
didn't put up on Instagram. But those videos that he showed, like, they were being fucking weirdos. Like, they were literally following them all over the place. And, like, they were acting aggressively towards, like, his bodyguard.
Did they, like, push them, shove them, hit them, though? I wonder, is the problem that they were just being freaks, but, like, then they actually attacked
them? Yeah, one of them, like, threw a pair of headphones at the bodyguard. Gosh. As in, not little, like, AirPods. I'm talking, like, massive headphones. Oh my God. Like, DJ style.
Why were they carrying
that? I don't know.
What the hell? Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's very random. But I don't know. I think they're saying that he could face like 6 months in prison in Sweden, like, if this happens.
That's not too bad, because originally they were saying could be up to 5 years.
Yeah. But obviously the whole case has gotten like huge amount of press attention. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West lobbied Donald Trump to try and get him out, and then
I
Donald
wonder
Trump.
Are Kendall and Aesop still friends? Because obviously he's to date. Is it a bit awkward?
Yeah,
like,
I don't
she's
know.
Like, sis, my sister's looking after my ex. Like,
I don't think they were ever like really exclusive, though. I think they were kind of.
It's
just
interesting to
around.
See that Donald didn't get him out, though.
Yeah,
he also
no, like,
tried.
He was like, "I'll contact my good friend, Prime Minister of Sweden."
And Prime Minister's like, who?
He was like, no.
New number, who this? New
no,
phone,
like,
who this?
He literally was like, no.
Wow. It probably made it worse.
Yeah. Probably did, like.
Well, let's hope ASAP. You still haven't watched When They See Us, have you? Because I know from the look in your eyes you haven't experienced the trauma.
The trauma.
It changes you
no,
as a person.
No, that's because I watched the first episode and I was like, Ali, I literally texted you. And I was like, Ali,
no,
I don't think
much.
I can do this. I can't. The little boy, the like really young boy.
No, the guy who plays, oh, what's his name? There's a guy in it, I know, who gets like the worst deal out of it all. It's so sad. He got nominated for an Emmy Award.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And like,
oh, I must watch it.
That episode has changed me as a person. Like, I swear to God. And then Oprah did the.
Does something
after
happen
show?
Him in prison?
Obviously.
Oh, God. No.
Something. Some things. He was in there longer than anyone else. He was the guy who went down to the station with his friend.
I knew that was what was coming, and I was like, oh, I don't want to watch
breaking.
This.
Like, he was the one where he went down to the prison. Sorry, he went
with
down
his mate
just to help him out. Fell asleep on the bench. It's honestly like you're watching it and you're like, no, no. And then something else happens and you're like, no. Like,
that's
it's
fucked up.
It hurts my soul even thinking about it. But anyway, then Corey, that's who he plays, a guy called Corey. Oh my God, I'm actually devastated thinking about it. But then on the Oprah after show, she brings like everyone back and they're all like years later. And
is he out
got,
now?
Yeah. Everyone's out. They're all exonerated. Well, they never actually got an apology, but they won the biggest case against the state ever in history, like 40 million or something like that. So I was watching it being like, oh, it's going to be great to see like they've all changed, you know, and like they're also positive after whatever.
No, they're destroyed.
No, like they're actually, most of them are fine. And then you get to Corey and it's actually so fucked up. Like I was bawling watching the Oprah thing. Like he'll never be the same. Like as in like he is crying.
What age is he now?
He's crying on the show and everything. I don't know, 40s, 50s. They've all gone on to have families and stuff. Oh, see, geez. A lot of them went out early. Like he hasn't. Oh, it's so fucked up. And like, obviously, because it's like a drama, it's not a documentary, you're kind of wondering, did this happen? Did that happen? And the director is on Oprah and she was like, the toughest episode was like the last one because they were some of them were in prison together and some of them were separated. But Corey was basically on his own.
Yeah.
And he was put into, what's it called when you're by yourself?
Oh, isolation.
Isolation or whatever. For a long time. So they were all saying on the panel, it actually wasn't until the Netflix series came out that they actually knew what had happened to him. So she was like, the most important thing for me was to get Corey's story right. And like the whole panel are like, Corey is like, is the story behind the story. Like none of them realized what was going on.
Oh God.
I actually can't even think about it. No. I'm gonna cry. It's so sad.
My eyes are like watering. I haven't even watched it.
Like I don't even want to tell you some of the things that happened. No. It's not even like, it's actually just the way it's done. It's such a good show. But like, it's so fucked up. It's so fucked up. So anyway, I hate the criminal justice system.
Fuck them.
The thoughts of going to prison makes me want to jump off a building. It actually terrifies me because I've been watching How to Get Away with Murder or Sunny again. And have you seen when Annalise is in prison?
Yes, yeah.
That would freak me out too.
Yeah, no, she had a bad time ASAP Rocky, there.
I'm like, right, I'm never going to Switzerland. Or
no,
Sweden?
Never. Sweden.
I'm terrified to touch anyone, look at anyone. I'm like, done. I'm never going to prison.
Sorry, speaking of Netflix, yeah, the 13 Reasons Why trailer is out. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. Tell me what's in it.
So basically, like, the big thing about it is, so it's like showing all them. So yeah, it's the third season, and it shows all of them standing behind a coffin, and then it goes to like a picture. You know, the way at funerals, mm-hmm, they have like a picture, yeah, of the person, and it's Bryce. And it's like, and then it like gosh, caption shows up, and it's like, who killed Bryce? What's his last name?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
sorry. What?
Yeah.
Where so was there any, like, clue that he was going to be killed?
I know. Yeah. So they've just like put it out there that he
is dead.
Yeah, and like the synopsis for the season shows it ended that, like, with he the shooter situation, missing,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's like based 8 months after that, and it's all that they had like managed to get your man to like stop doing that, yeah, or whatever, and some sort of like, no, there's a big event on and Bryce goes missing
and then he's dead,
and then yeah,
I have to say, I've such mixed feelings about 13 yeah, Reasons Why. Like, it really fucks
but
me
off. But it's going to an end
ways,
now. The next, yeah, season is the end.
Like, what, 2 years later, they've decided to remove the suicide
that
scene?
That makes no sense.
Are you joking?
Everyone's seen it. Like, yeah, you can watch it probably on YouTube.
I had such a problem with that scene. I really thought that was so bad. And then even there was a lot of people giving out about how the shooter situation went down as well. Because the way, like, your man, Clay, or whatever his name is, he confronts him and stops him, and like, yeah, obviously that should not be recommended for,
no,
a teenager.
No, don't get
to go up
shot
to like that's like not real life. So I know Selena Gomez is the producer on it. Selena, like, sort your shit out. I get, yeah, what they wanted to do, and they wanted to bring issues to light. I understand that, but teenagers are impressionable. Like, you're targeting audiences from like the age of 9, mm-hmm, to 17. Like, they're obviously gonna watch that and be like, I should do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens when you're a teenager. That's why I used to watch, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, not, like, people killing themselves and starting to shoot up a whole school. Like,
yeah.
I know there obviously are issues about today, but I don't think they handled it well at all. And mm-hmm, there's been so many people in America saying that, like, people have lost their lives because of that show, and I believe it. I actually do. Yeah. I think people definitely did. Wow,
yeah,
that was a
I
dark
think
note.
I think, yeah, obviously kids are very impressionable, yeah, and I don't think it's meant to be a show for kids, but obviously,
depends,
like,
put on
it's
Netflix,
that,
the most widely watched, yeah, thing. At least if it was on HBO or
is
something
there
like
an
that
age restriction on it?
No, but it says at the start, like, well, there
there's
might
like
be
like a warning.
There's a warning at the start of every episode, but like, if, yeah, I was a teenager trying to watch it, I would like grunt.
Yeah,
I just know, like, obviously you watch Netflix when you're at home in the dark, like, do you know what I mean? It's on, and I remember watching it being like really upset watching.
No,
it.
No, like, it was not an enjoyable watch, no, whatsoever.
Like I liked
even
it,
the second season as well. It was like really horrible.
I liked it in some ways, like the whole situation with consent and everything. I thought, yeah, that was done, yeah, so well. And people and teachers were playing, but teachers were playing episodes of 13 Reasons Why in their class to teach boys and girls about consent. Like, and I thought that was done so brilliantly. Like, do you remember the footballer? What's his name?
Bryce.
Sorry, yeah. Anyway, Bryce, obviously, he didn't even really know that he was like raping people. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was done so well, because that's like the biggest problem with consent at the moment. Yeah. Is guys not realizing what they're doing, and, yeah, then girls basically getting raped. So I thought that was brilliant. It was just how they tackled her taking her life was just so wrong. Yeah. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Ireland, like, you know, the Suicide Prevention Agency, like, they actually have a code. You, as a publication, me and you even have to follow it. And we've had emails from them before. Excuse me. Like, you're never meant to like describe how someone does it,
mm-hmm,
because it gives, yeah, kids ideas. And then that scene,
mm,
step by step, like, it might as well have been like guide to, yeah, like,
I think they were trying to
show how awful it is.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to be,
but
really like gritty.
But also showed how easy it was. I just didn't like,
yeah,
it. I think it was the wrong decision. They've done it now. I know they've taken it away, but I don't know how it got past
and it
so many
levels.
And it
took 2 years for them to do so. That makes
I just
sense.
Don't know how it got past so many levels on Netflix to let that happen, to, yeah, let that show. So I think the whole Bryce thing now, if they're trying to do it this way, they're just trying to bring it back to being a drama again. And
yeah,
maybe
they're trying
take away
to change the direction, yeah, I think, and make it about like a murder and,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, it actually gives me shivers watching it.
Mm.
Thinking of watching it, sorry, again. Anyway, it's more lighthearted stuff. Don't let your, yeah, kids watch 13 Reasons Why. Love Island. end. Well, lighthearted, but also I'm devastated about that because it's over.
Really sad it's over.
Like, Love Island has been my partner, my boyfriend, my hobby for the last 8 weeks.
I'm so glad you started watching it because you were like so out of the loop last year.
Are you annoyed a bit though? Because when I didn't know what was going on, I obviously wasn't pushing for stories on it. I fucking didn't know how big it was.
I
know,
but like, I like writing the stories.
Yeah, you did always. I was always like, who is she talking about? And now I'm like, where is that Love Island story? No, I'm joking. I wasn't.
But write them
so good. I feel like though, from speaking to everyone, including you, based on the last couple of series, this one wasn't as good. As in, like, normally there's at least two couples that are like love.
You always enjoy it, but like, no, definitely wasn't.
Like, do we actually think Molly and Tommy are together still? Because there's lots of rumors that they're broken up.
Lots of rumors. So the show finished on Monday, but they didn't fly back to the UK until Wednesday. Mm. So they do this thing where they put them on lockdown.
Yeah.
So obviously ITV like came under fire earlier this year for their aftercare processes after Mike Thelastis and Sophie Graydon
died,
took their own lives. They put all the 8 finalists in lockdown on like Tuesday or whatever, and like they had to see a financial advisor, they had social media training, like all these things to prepare them for going out into the outside world. So it's not like so full on. So they came back on Wednesday then, and like all of them have kind of been posting like little tidbits on Instagram, like little selfies on their story or like showing a little bit of what they're doing. But Molly and Tommy have posted nothing. Like,
they this have been
Friday
seen in
now,
the background,
by the way,
though.
So maybe they'll post something
they
tomorrow.
They have been seen in the background of videos, though. At least we know they're like standing beside each other. Do you know what I mean? And more as in Curtis's and stuff, and Amber as you could see them. But I'd say, like, it seems like she got the most hate out of everyone. So maybe, like, they're all like, put your phone away for now and not look at things, maybe.
Yeah.
And not let her see the negativity.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like her, but I don't think there was a need to like attack her.
Yeah, no, we did a story today basically saying that like she was feeling extremely overwhelmed after coming out of the villa, which like is totally fair. I think she got the like complete brunt end of everything when she was in there. And I'd say she's obviously been warned to kind of maybe steer clear of social for
back.
A while. You know,
so our winners, Amber and Greg, like,
love them.
And I was saying on my Instagram that I bumped into some of the Rugby 7 lads on a night out and they were so lovely because obviously Greg had to actually leave Love Island for 24 hours because his nana died, and he flew back and he went to the funeral in Dublin. Like, he has seriously sound mates. Not one photo appeared of him. No photo in the airport. Like, how did he go unnoticed for 24 hours in Dublin? Like, he was on the biggest show in Ireland and the UK.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were all out and they were saying how nice he is, and that like when they were he never told them he was going on, and then when they were in the locker rooms that he literally was like, oh my God, I really fancy that Amber girl. So it was like nice to know he genuinely did like her.
Yeah.
But what do you think as winners of the season compared to past winners?
See, it's a funny one because obviously they were only together for literally like just over a week and they won.
Maura's face, like, wow.
No, like, no one was expecting them to win. But I kind of, while I was watching the final episode, I was looking at Twitter and all the tweets were about Amber and Greg. There was no tweets about anyone else.
What I had seen, which made sense to me the most, it was a tweet that, like, went viral. It was like, everyone wants Maura and Curtis to win because they love Maura. Everyone wants Tommy and Molly to win because they love Tommy. Everyone wants Ovi and Indy to win because they love Ovi. Greg and Amber are the only couple that
people
love
like
both.
And
I actually think that's what happened. I don't think they were voted because they were so in love.
Yeah.
I think everyone genuinely liked them both, that they were like, right, they're the most popular. And then, I don't know, did you see it came out, all the statistics, like who was the most popular housemate, and it was Amber from the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is funny because when she started, she came off so standoffish. The best thing that ever happened was her and Michael breaking up because she was getting childish, as Michael said. Like, do you remember she would look at him and she'd just start off in some random fight. He'd literally be like, hi, and she'd be like, oh, yeah. And you'd be like, why are they fighting?
She's like, why are you doing that face?
Well, yeah, the two of them were actually so annoying. But then when she came back, like, this is what interests me. Like, just the way we never found out the Denon story. Denon obviously came out and he said that he had a connection with Amber and they'd spoken about it in the house in Casa Amor. I wonder would that have changed our perception for her? Like, the whole narrative was to feel sorry for Amber when she came back.
Yeah.
And that was her turning point. Now, obviously, it wasn't their narrative that Michael was going to be a prick, mm-hmm. which he was. The way he treated her, oh, it was so bad. Like, and imagine, like, Amy had to leave. Like, Amber had the strength to stay there and let him, first of all, speak to her like that, mm-hmm. shout at her, ignore her,
be tell her with time
and
girl.
Time. Yeah, be with someone else and tell her time and time again why it was all her fault.
Yeah.
Like, that was so tough to watch. Like, I felt so sorry.
And then to
for
turn
her.
Around and be like, I actually do still like you.
And she was like, you like us? Why did she always say us? I don't
it's
like
a Newcastle
that.
Thing.
I don't like it. Us do don't it. Like it. Yeah, I know. I was, do you know what? Watching her, she's like, what, 21?
Yeah.
When she stood up and recoupled with Greg, I actually felt more confident in myself. I was like, do you know what?
Because I really thought she was going to pick Michael. And
so
I was like, don't pick
but
Michael.
But like, I probably would have picked Michael. Like,
yeah,
a lot of girls
definitely
do those.
Would've.
You know, you're like, Ali, you would have. I would have still got with him while he was with Joanna somehow. Like, somehow would have made it happen. Yeah, you know I would. When I like someone, like, good luck to you. So like, for her to have the strength to not. But I don't know. I wonder, is that driven by producers? Are they like, you don't like him, remember? You like Greg?
Know.
And she's like, do I? You like Greg?
I don't know. Now, Greg and
Amber, people have come out saying since that they were driven to make decisions on the show. Did you see that on the mail?
Yeah. I don't think they're... Yeah, I think producers are kind of like, oh, you feel this way. Why don't you go and like speak to them about that? I think that's how they like drive.
But did you see the big piece on the mail? They got like loads of contestants and most of them spoke off the record. They didn't say who they were. And there was people saying that like they were literally told to go for someone. To be like, don't go for this person. You should go. This would work better for you. But I don't know, maybe ratings wise, they actually would have preferred Michael to be, because they were like going to be the couple that got back together. So you just don't know, it's hard. But I don't know how she did that. Like, obviously, if that had happened and Greg hadn't come in, like, she would have got with Michael, I think. But I don't know, for her to have the strength to do it. This is what I love, because I wrote a piece about why I felt more I was the real winner. And we'll get onto that in a second. But the one thing I thought about this series from the first time perspective watching it, like, it really, I felt it a lot for women.
Yeah.
Like, I know bad things happened, like the Jordan and Anna thing. I've never been more shocked
in
my life.
Yeah.
I actually was like on my own, my partner being like, what? Like, I spoke to myself.
That is quality television, I'll tell you.
I've never been more shocked, honestly.
When so he was, good.
It wasn't even shocked, right, that he went for India, right? That was one thing to, like, have your head turned. The way he spoke to Anna,
mm-hmm.
when he was like, you're boring, fuck off. I literally was like...
But she was literally in his face, be like, 2 days! 2 fucking days!
I know, I was like Anna,
screaming.
Stop. Yeah, she should have
She went off on one, like...
Like, I have to say, in fairness to Molly, how she dealt that Lucy situation, I don't know how she did
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
When she was like... When he was like, Lucy likes me, but don't tell anyone. Okay. I would have been like, are you
She's
fucking
like,
kidding me?
fucking Lucy, like, kept lurking in the background, being like,
Tommy,
I actually really like
you. He's like, fuck off. I told you 7 times. I'm in love
He's
with Molly
like, well,
May.
I love Molly.
She's like, okay. No, she was so annoying. And then when she cried when they
so
recoupled,
annoying.
I literally was like, oh, fuck off. Lucy was like the most annoying person to me. Like, brush your hair, wear some makeup.
Yeah.
No, done. But yeah, imagine if that had been Maura, she would have jumped off the roof and gone for Lucy. Like, she would have jumped off, like, honestly.
Literally.
But yeah, so my point was just, I just felt overall most of the female characters end up coming on top. Like, you know, Amber got through that bad time, made the right decision, and then won. So it's like proof to younger girls watching, like, don't take him back. And I love that that's what happened, because there's so many young, impressionable people, again, watching Love Island. And imagine she got back with Michael and they won.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would have been sending the wrong message. That's a good idea to fan herself.
Oh my God,
so
sorry. It's literally so warm in the room we're recording in right now.
That's so much better. So anyway, I love that. The Anna thing, oh. Do you know what? Jordan is like so many men out there. They're like actual con artists. And this is the problem about Love Island. I could never, ever do it. Not that I've ever been approached, obviously. But I just wouldn't be able to trust anyone. And like, I don't know how Amy fell for Curtis. I would be sitting there going, this is for money, this is for money, this is for money. There's no way I could sit there and actually fall for someone.
Yeah.
Because how could you trust them ever?
I suppose you maybe forget that the cameras are there. You're there for so long.
Eight weeks
is a long time. Like, it really is. And you're with those people 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. And like, it's probably so intense for them. So like, a week there is like dating someone for a month.
Yeah.
But I just know in my mind that they're much younger than I am. Like,
you'd be in there 2 days. You'd be like, I want to marry him.
No, I'd be in love with him, but I wouldn't trust him. There's no way. I'd go to Castle Moore and be like, right, I'm picking someone else. Like, I'd be like, there's no way. I never believe. I fall in love quickly, but I never believe someone else would.
Yeah.
And when money's involved and it's on television, I'd be like, right, obviously this is all fake.
See, I still don't know why people are talking about this fucking 50k.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Because it's literally dirt on their shoe. Like pocket change to these people now. They're going to get boohoo deals coming out of their arse. Yeah. Like,
everyone's saying Amber is going to get a clothing deal first. That's like the big first
definitely.
Thing.
Ovi is going to be in there with Boohoo Man. I've heard actually people were saying that Boohoo Man and ASOS are like fighting over getting a deal with Ovi.
With Ovi?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can we introduce Ovi to Khloe Kardashian, please? Do you not think he would be her saving grace? Although he could be a liar
that's
too.
So,
I trust
like
no
stereotyping.
Ah, come on, like literally, he would be such a good fit for her. She loves the all NBA players.
Yeah.
And he would treat her so well, or would he? I don't trust anyone. So I'm sorry, I actually don't know. Ovi is really nice, but like he's a B player, like B ball.
Did I hear that he has 3 kids? I swear to God, I think I saw that somewhere. That he has 3 children.
Ovi.
Allegedly now, I don't know. Oh yeah, no, it was, someone actually wrote an article about it. It was circulating on Twitter that he had 3 kids, but he actually does not.
He does not. Okay, good. We clarified that.
Well, like it wasn't actually confirmed that he doesn't, but people are saying like, oh, I don't know if that's true.
Surely they checked with ITV, no? Imagine the kids were actually in a Casa Amor the whole time. We just like looked after them there.
Anyway.
So yeah, I'd like to think Ovi's a nice guy. I would also like to see him with Khloe Kardashian. That's how I feel.
Okay.
But yeah, the real winner, which I wrote about already, I feel like is Maura Higgins. Like Maura is going to make the most money out of them combined. I genuinely believe that. And she has double markets as well, which we have to remember as well. She has Ireland and she's the UK. And I think the reason I think she's going to make the most out of her career, it's not even just like clothing deals, hair deals. And people were joking that Suzanne Jackson needs to come out with a Fanny Flutters line of eyelashes.
Yeah.
I just think Flutters, not Fanny Flutters, because how dare you. But I genuinely think she's going to get a TV show.
Yeah.
I don't think Amber and Greg are going to get a TV show.
No.
Tommy and Molly, I could see.
Amber and Greg, don't kill me. They're not going to last.
No, they're definitely not going to last. He just was there to put a sprint in her step.
A spring.
Maybe she likes to sprint, Kendra. It's the heat. Maybe getting to me.
they're not going to last. I think they'll stay together for a few months. Courtesy.
I thought you meant like courtesy.
No.
Courtesy months, I also agree with though, as in Curtis and Moore ain't going to last.
Yeah. Did you see the videos of them, that of them in Longford? He just looks so fucking awkward.
She's
like, hiya!
Oh my God, gas. Yeah. Was it like a homecoming for her?
Yeah, but he was only there for like an hour and then he flew back home.
Oh, did he? On his own? Mm-hmm.
Sans Maura.
Oh my God.
He left her there like.
He deserted her one day. And
he put up a story with his brother.
Being like, I'm back.
Reunited.
Oh my God. Is he making coffees for everyone?
Yeah.
Oh no, already he let, like, that's not a good sign.
See, like, they,
well, we know
they probably won't go back.
Not.
They probably won't go back to, well, not back to normal, but like getting into the swing of things properly until after the reunion show on Sunday, because I think
they're not allowed to like
share
too
much. I think they're filming loads of stuff for that this week, so that's why they've all been doing.
Oh, that's why they're doing the homecomings. Yeah. I see. This
so they've all been kind of busy doing that.
I would watch a show with Tommy and Molly because Molly'd be like, Tommy, like, make me a sandwich, and he'd be like, I don't know, a jar mayo. Do you remember when, it was actually so funny, I know this is really mean, but do you remember when they were trying to write the letter for Molly, asking to be a girlfriend, and what did, oh yeah, no, sorry, Curtis goes, like, I'm dyslexic, and Tommy's like, I didn't go to school. I was like, oh Christ, like, who's going to write the letter? It was just, will you be my girlfriend? Like, how difficult it's going to be. That was so goss. But yeah, no, Maura, I think some huge celeb has probably already slid into her DMs. She's going to get in a massive relationship with someone huge, but she'll probably do the Curtis thing for like,
a while.
A month or two. Yeah. And then I'm like, Maura spotted with, I'm trying to think who's single, not to like allege anything. Spotted with, who's like a, Niall Horan. Imagine.
I was just about to say something and I actually want to curse myself because I was just thinking that.
Oh, really?
The first thing that came into my head was, Ashley Cole.
No!
No!
No.
Don't do it, Moira.
Sorry, Ben Foden, isn't he the one who always warned people off? We're like, stay away.
Stay away.
No, I think it's going to be bigger slabs than that even. Honestly, Amy Schumer was promoting her.
Yeah.
Leo Kapp is probably watching her, although she's not young enough for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Liam Payne, that is very possible. Shit. Sorry, I'm going after all Cheryl's exes here. Sorry, Cheryl.
Like, fuck you.
I'm sorry, Cheryl. I love you.
you actually do love her. I'm shocked. You're trying to set her up.
Liam Payne, that is a very possible couple. Yeah, right there. I'm calling it.
Actually, I saw that. I don't know if you're watching any. I'm watching them all on Instagram now. Were you watching any of Michael's lives? He did a live.
Yeah, he's mad fucker.
He was like, Romeo Beckham was following him there the other day. Just wait, let me see if I can find him. He was trying to see if he was watching his live again. I was like, oh my God, you're such a loser. God. But also now I'm like, oh my God, Brooklyn Beckham maybe? But he's seeing someone now, isn't he? That model. And
he's also like, sorry,
yeah, Liam Payne, I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
Like, she is his type. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what man can take on Moira Higgins? You tell me a strong-minded man who will give her fanny flutters, because I can't think of one.
That was a very good accent.
Thank you. I could see her with an athlete, definitely, because like that.
I know, but they're gonna fuck her over. All athletes do. They're
but does she care? She just wants to make the dollar bills.
The dollar bills.
You don't go on Love Island to find love. I know some people have, but that's been pure luck. Like Olivia, I know, is married. Who's the other couple that are married? There's two couples married. Olivia Buckland.
Jess and Dom.
Jess and Dom, yeah.
There's another couple that are engaged. They're not married yet.
Who's that?
What are their names?
Certainly isn't Danny and Jack.
I can't remember the names, but they have a kid together.
Oh,
I can't remember the names.
Okay, so you can find love. But it's like Tinder. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but like that's out of four series.
There's three people.
There's three couples that are together.
Like, yeah, I'm really liking this.
Oh, also,
Liam
no,
Payne
sorry.
Story.
What's her name? One couple from another series are together as well, and they're really cute, but they're not like engaged or anything. No, I think it was from the third.
It'd be interesting to see if one of the new Love Island people get with any of the old Love Island people.
Yeah, this always happens. They're all in the same circles.
But I just think Moira's too big for that shit. She needs to literally get Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, she needs to be like A-list. Go to LA.
In Moira's head, though, she's like still from Longford, and like
I'm sure since she's come out, she realizes though that she's like queen of Ireland. But yeah, I wonder would she, if I was her, I would hit Amy Schumer up. Let me stay in your gaff in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Introduce me to all your famous friends.
Yeah,
done. Although to be fair, I think Moira will stay around the UK and Ireland for the next year. I don't think she's going to go off anywhere.
Yeah.
But I would love to see a show. You're going to have Irish interest there, like Irish TV stations, UK TV stations. But I think it should be her on her own. Like, no Curtis. Sorry. No, thanks. I think it should be like Maura's madness, you know?
Yeah.
Bringing out a beauty line, bringing out a clothing line. Yeah. She was my favorite.
Interesting.
So what was your like favorite moment from Love Island this season? Or moments? I'll give you two.
See, like, it's so bad, but my favourite moments are, like, the most dramatic, like, terrible episodes.
Yeah, go on. Which ones are they?
The music was
so good this year.
The episode with, like, obviously all of them coming back from Casa Amor and Amber coming in and seeing Michael standing there with Joanna. I mean, if that is an Emmy Award winning shit, I don't know.
Well, TV BAFTA
like,
Award winning.
TV BAFTA, sorry.
Daytime TV
BAFTA. It was even, and I have to give credit to whoever is editing Love Island this year. It was very good the way they edited stuff.
Yeah.
Even like with the music
and
stuff.
The
music
was unreal this season.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like,
I was on that Spotify list every day.
Very, very good. Yeah, so that episode was like unreal. Also, the one where Anna went mad at Jordan, I was just like, oh, this is just incredible.
My favorite forevermore will be Moira and Tom.
What? Yes! I forgot
what
about that!
Oh my God. We got like 1.5 million views
that
on our Facebook.
That was fucking epic. Like,
what you say?
What did you say?
No, the way that went in.
That's a dickhead comment.
Dickhead comment. The music for that, all the boys, oh, they like jumped on each other. They were like, ah. I loved seeing the lads interact like that.
And then like, and he was like, I feel like there's been a miscommunication. She was like, no, you fucking said it. And then he was like, she was like,
And then she finally gave him a second chance. And then he goes saying she's big mouth embarrassment. I was like, oh, here we go. Did you say that about me?
You're a coward.
I was like, oh my God. I did look like she was over the top the odd time, but I've, you know what? I'd rather be her than be okay.
Yeah.
Take you back on.
Totally.
Tom was a little prick. Like, I'm sorry. I did not like him. He was slimy little prick. Didn't like him.
No.
So that was my favorite episode, definitely, of the whole season. What else did I enjoy?
Yeah, that was very good.
I know what you mean about the drama when it was you're like,
they're the episodes you remember. Like, what else do you remember?
Yeah, the Joanna or the teaser episode where it's like, I've liked him from the beginning. It's all Stuart Moore, you
see.
Yes,
it's all he's so manly. Like, yeah.
And we were like, oh, Ovi. And then it's like Curtis dancing. I was like, what? That was one for the books name.
Yeah.
Yeah, the episode that Amy left was obviously really sad
as
well. And I loved you one day being like, comes around, goes around, and her like parking her ass on Danny's leg. you forget you one day was even on the show, and Arabella.
It feels like so long ago.
The episode where Maura came in and tried to, I'm clearly obsessed with Maura, when she came in and tried to take Tommy, like the drama. Let's give them something to talk about. Remember, she tried to feed Michael. Oh my God.
She well and truly carried that series. So
yeah.
Like she really did. It would have been boring had she not been in there.
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously Molly Mae was the first bombshell to come, but she wasn't really like, she didn't play out the same way. Like she wasn't vicious. Like I know she never told Thomas she really liked him, but she was kind of boring once she got in the house. Whereas Maura, she was a producer's dream. Mm-hmm. They're like, right, Amy's gone. What will we do? Maura's like, oh, Lucy. Do you remember when I told you I liked Tommy? She's like, oh, yeah, Grant. Yeah, cool.
We'll just
she know
that.
More
we'll
fucking told that, Lucy yeah. she liked or Tommy not Tommy
Lucy's
sorry
like,
Curtis
yeah
from I the beginning so. Yeah and the producers are like brilliant great like they're like oh we don't need to prompt her like I'd say every time Maura did something the producers like thank fuck. They probably had like loads of people waiting to go into the house and Maura just opened her mouth they're like no Grant, put them back it's Grant
back in the room
get them away so yeah Maura was clearly my favorite person in the whole fucking series. Who else was there? Like poor Callum, he was the first to go, wasn't he?
Oh God, I can't even remember him.
Like you would feel sorry. And like the ones who went to Casa Moore, like I know they probably got an all what's the name of that car freshener they keep doing fucking ads for?
What?
Do you not see all the ads on their Instagrams for like this air freshener for your car?
Sorry, no. I saw
car freshener.
Vanilla Jones shared this. it was a photo. Elma did like an ad for this tanning brand.
Oh yeah,
but she spelled moose. The moose M O O S E like moose,
rather
the fucking animal, rather than
Elma's
moose.
Made more money out of this than Molly and Tommy are going to.
I know. She's a bit of a fame hoe though.
I liked her though. I really thought, I think her and Anton would have
she
possibly won it.
She knows what she's doing.
Sorry, can we talk about the photos of Anton and Harley? Did you see it?
I don't think there was anything to read
they
into.
They were just obviously really like friendly, but you know, like,
I think
Belle
just
wasn't there. I wouldn't trust Anton now with my fucking blonde mate, would you?
I don't think Harley would do anything though. She'd be afraid that Belle would snap her fucking neck in
she's
two.
So tall, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's like a little gangster.
But like, oh yeah, that was an amazing episode as well. Remember when Belle went off on Anton at that island bar
bring
thing?
Me a ring, I fucking dare you. She was like, ah!
That was crazy.
Embarrassing.
That
I remember
crazy.
Anton just sat outside on his own. He was like...
Also, can I talk about, did you watch like the unseen bits?
Not all of them.
They were actually so good. Like, I never usually watch them
I saw
before.
The Harry Potter ones. They were very
Harry
funny.
Potter one was really good. But there was one where... it's actually so funny.
Oh, no. I feel like I missed this.
Where Chris... When Chris first came in, I was like, this guy is such a knob. But he was actually
one of the nicest
so
people.
Funny
yeah,
and really
said
nice.
That about him.
But in one of the unseen bits... Oh, my God. So funny. I have to send you a clip of it or something. It's like him and Jordan and they're like impersonating people in the villa and they start like impersonating each other.
Right.
And Chris is like, oh, my name's Jordan and I look like a fucking foundation brush. It's another way he has those like blonde tips. And he's like, I look like a fucking foundation brush. So funny.
And was Jordan like, how dare you? Or was he laughing?
No, he was laughing. It was so
oh
funny.
Oh my God. No, Chris was like another unsung hero.
Yeah.
And Chris and
weirdo,
Maura would have been
it.
Good. I mean, look, do I wish Greg and Maura won? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first
a
ever.
A little bit.
It would be
Love
like
Amber,
winning
though.
The All-Ireland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like having two Irish people in the winner.
I think Greg obviously pulled Maura for a date when he came in as well. Yeah. He got Amber.
But she was like looking at Curtis the whole time.
Yeah, she was like, I'm really into Curtis.
Greg was like, fucking great.
Enjoy your cross on.
Yeah, bye. Like.
But yeah, I think he definitely was interested in her, but then she was like, no, I like Curtis. And then he was
like, can you believe that even Francesca storyline, like that could have ruined them.
I know.
What a little asshole Curtis was. I just don't know who I want to get to know more. You've known more for seven weeks. Like, you know if you want to get with her or not. But then, you see, this is why I don't think they're going to work. Like, do you remember that episode where she was trying to ride him and he was like, not tonight. Mm. She was like, I want you.
I want you.
I'd say her mother was home going, Jesus Christ. Actually, I have to say I liked the parents episode.
Yeah, that was good.
Although that's always Molly's mum was a bit of a little bitch, wasn't she?
What?
Yeah. Was it Molly's mum that came in?
I didn't think
Yeah,
she
that
was.
She was saying Tommy was too good for her and stuff. And she kept to say they were kind of jokes, but they were really weird. Yeah, what? It was Molly's mum.
Totally.
Rewatch that,
that
clip. Rewatch it. She kept like just saying things about her, being like, oh, Tommy's too good for you and I know. Tommy's too good for you and all stuff. And I was like, right. Rewatch that clip.
I don't know.
Maura's mom I loved. Like all the stuff Maura did on the show. And she was like, you're doing great, love.
Yeah. Like, and then she's like, so what do you think of Curtis? She was like, he's nice.
I trust your instinct.
If my mom said that to me, right, I'd be like, right,
I'm coming home with you.
Yeah, I'm jumping him. That's it.
If my mum was Maura's mum and I had done what Maura's done on TV, I don't think she would have come into the villa.
No.
How do you think I'm doing? You come with me right now. I'd say she'd be like, get out.
Drag you by your feet. Yeah, I'd be like
the Fanny Flutters comments alone. Flutters. I've been with girls as well. Like, oh my God, the stuff that she divulged. Like
so much stuff. Oh my God.
Anyway, we're just running out of time. But they were our favourite Love Island moments. And I honestly don't know how to go through my life.
Mm-hmm. But without there's Love a winter Island. One, yeah, not January. That far away. I know, but it'll fly.
We have the Gossies and we have LA then. So good luck to us. We're not going to end up watching that series.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be watching that. It's probably going to be the best one ever.
No, that's upsetting.
Yeah. Well, we can watch it the first few weeks. It depends when it lands, but then we are going to be... me and you will probably be up at 6 in the morning in LA watching it on our
laptops. Oh my God, yeah, probably.
What's the... Freaks. 8-hour difference. 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh yeah, 6 a.m. I was correct. What a
We'll
shocker.
Make it work. We always do. We'll make it work.
And yeah, just to say again, huge thank you to our sponsors, Crave Closet. Make sure to check them out on all social media channels and on their website. And we will chat to you next week.